why a lack of professionalism ends up cited in many aircraft accidents. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for the download. Today, we'll wrap up our presentation of comments from Deborah Herzman, chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, from her address at February's Women in Aviation International Convention in Florida. She starts today by discussing the atmosphere at the NTSB.
I'm fortunate to lead an amazing group of women and men dedicated to real-life service every day, whether at the accident site, in the materials lab, or conducting research in their specialty area. At the Safety Board, we focus on lessons learned, recognizing that very often we can achieve improvements as a consequence of adversity. As you enter the doors of our training center in Ashburn, Virginia, you'll see the quote, "From tragedy, we draw knowledge to improve the safety of us all." The opportunity to participate in achieving this goal is a privilege, and I know that the women serving at the Safety Board take pride in this mission, too. Perhaps your real-life service could be at the Safety Board, or maybe at the FAA, or somewhere else in government. Public service can be very rewarding, and I would highly recommend it. Or maybe you've already found an opportunity to serve right where you are, in the cockpit, in the cabin, in the tower, in the maintenance hangar, at the dispatch center, the engineering office, or even in the boardroom. Each of you provides a service to the traveling public and is a link in the chain of aviation safety. As the Polish poet Stanisław Lech wrote, "The weakest link in the chain is the strongest. It can break the chain." We must be mindful to never undervalue the role that each of us, each of you, play in the safety chain. It matters not just what you do each day on the job, but how well you do it. How important is professionalism to transportation safety? Like those early pilots, adherence to standards, personal discipline, and attention to detail is center stage and can't be stressed enough. Through its investigations, the board has found that professionalism, or rather the lack of it, causes accidents. For example, in 2004, a Pinnacle Airlines Bombardier regional jet crashed on a Part 91 repositioning flight. The probable cause was, in part, the pilot's unprofessional behavior, deviation from standard operating procedures, and poor airmanship, which resulted in an in-flight emergency from which they did not recover. Incredibly, the following week, a Jetstream turboprop crashed on approach in Kirksville, Missouri, claiming 13 lives. One of the causes cited in our final report was the pilot's unprofessional behavior during the flight. In 2006, in Lexington, Kentucky, the crew on a Comair regional jet took off from the wrong runway, killing 49 people. The board concluded that non-adherence to regulations, company procedures, and checklist discipline set the stage for the accident. And I know you've all read a lot in the news recently about the Colgan accident last year in Buffalo. We cited the pilot's failure to effectively manage the flight, monitor airspeed, and adhere to sterile cockpit procedures in that report. As these accidents demonstrate, professionalism matters. Following procedures matter. How you spend your off-duty time matters. People are counting on you to do the right thing every time. And for many of you, other people's lives depend on this. Tragically, when we don't make this a priority, the lessons learned are written in blood.
In a moment, defining professionalism and summoning the example which was provided by the WASPs of World War II. More from Deborah Herzman when we return. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approaches. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. It's time to hear the conclusion of NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman's remarks from WAI, starting with a definition of professionalism.
It's been said that professionalism is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. It's not enough for only some of us to act professionally, or to act professionally only part of the time. Safety demands that we all do it, and we do it all the time. We cannot be the weak link, or the chain will break. The traveling public places their trust in us, and through our commitment to professionalism and safety, we can be the example for others to follow. This isn't complicated, and it's not magical. But it is hard. It's about discipline, personal integrity, and perseverance. But it might be as simple as thinking about the WASPs and raising the bar on safety in the aviation industry, not just today, but tomorrow and the day after that. It means doing things by the book, like Doris Struther did. It means being the strongest link in the safety chain, and doing what's right even when no one is watching. We see many examples of this every day, and maybe these examples are you. The pilot who sets the tone in the cockpit, rejecting the notion that an occasional violation of sterile cockpit is okay, or that operating procedures are optional. The same pilot who volunteers her own time to participate on the SMS or FOQA committee because she's dedicated to advancing the cause of aviation safety in her profession. The air traffic controller who focuses herself on the task at hand, shunning pressures to succumb to distractions and remaining vigilant to her duties, no matter how routine they may seem. The flight attendant who briefs the emergency exit procedures to passengers, knowing that today may be the very day that it matters. The mechanic who doesn't deviate from established maintenance procedures, knowing that she is the last line of defense when it comes to the airworthiness of that airplane. And Susanna, the engineer, who strives for the highest quality production possible, setting example for the junior engineers who are behind her. And maybe it's the airline executive who sets the bar high, who implements voluntary safety measures like fatigue management policies, even though they're not required by the FAA. It's all of you all who volunteered your own time and maybe spent your own money to come here to this conference today. All of these things, this is real life service to the American people. You know, many people think that in today's highly automated aviation environment, that human beings are becoming optional or almost obsolete. But the recent Northwest Flight 188 over Minneapolis, Minnesota, there were two highly experienced aviators. They overflew their destination by over 100 miles, and they were focused on their laptop. That dispels that myth. Even highly automated airplanes need purpose and intent. So I challenge each of you here today to leave this conference with a renewed sense of pride, a renewed sense of purpose, and a renewed commitment to aviation safety. You perform real-life service every day. When you commit to your work, to focus on the task at hand, and to lead by example, being the strongest link in that chain for those who put their trust in you each and every day. I'll leave you with a quote from the U.S. Air Force's Chief of Staff, General Norton Schwartz, who made these comments after his organization had experienced some missteps involving nuclear weapons. He said, "We collectively need to back a little bit towards something called compliance. We must do the right thing and do the right thing right. It's about as simple as it gets. Thank you for your service, your commitment, and your attention. Please keep doing the right thing right and stay safe."
Deborah Herzman is chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. Find out more at ntsb.gov. Learn more about Women in Aviation International at wai.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.